Zechz Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hein, Til Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. The previous Mishnah taught that for the Rosh Chodesh of the months of Nisan and Tishrei, witnesses who saw the Rosh Chodesh moon would be allowed to even violate Shabbos, if need be, in order to arrive at the Sanhedrin, at the major Beis Din who sat by the Beis HaMikdash, in order to testify that they saw the Rosh Chodesh moon, and Rosh Chodesh would be declared on that day, which would be the correct day. The Mishnah also taught that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, one would be able to violate Shabbos during all of the months in order to come and testify about Rosh Chodesh. This is learned from a Pasuk. However, this Mishnah places a limitation on when Shabbos can be violated, although this is subject to dispute. According to the first opinion, Bein Shenira Ba'alil, whether the moon was seen very clearly, Bein Shelonira Ba'alil, or whether it was not seen so clearly, Machal Onosa Shabbos, the witnesses can violate Shabbos in order to arrive at the Beis Din and testify that they saw the Rosh Chodesh moon. However, Rabbi Yossi says, in Nira Ba'alil, if it was seen extremely clearly, then a mechalel malavas haShabbos, it is forbidden to violate Shabbos in order to arrive at the Beis Din. The reason being that since it was seen so clearly, for example, there weren't clouds in the sky, and it was seen very high up, so one can easily assume that it was also seen in Yerushalayim where the Beis Din were. And so anybody who is very near to the Beis Din could come as a witness, they probably also saw the moon. And so the testimony of somebody else who lives further away, and would thus need to violate Shabbos in order to arrive there, would not be necessary. And therefore he is not allowed to violate Shabbos, because it's extremely unlikely that his testimony will be needed at all. Now the main form of violating Shabbos which we are talking about is the prohibition to travel beyond the Tuchum Shabbos, which is the maximum 2,000 amos distance, beyond which one is not allowed to travel on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And so if somebody saw the moon far away from Yerushalayim, he would need to violate that law in order to arrive in Yerushalayim by the Beis Din. And so, according to Rabbi Yossi, if it's seen extremely clearly, then your testimony will probably not be needed, and therefore you cannot violate Shabbos in order to arrive there. The Tanakhama argues, firstly, because it could be that your testimony will indeed be needed. It might be very unlikely. But at the end of the day, there still is a possibility, either that nobody else saw it, or that they did see it, but they aren't necessarily valid witnesses. And so, although it's very unlikely, since there is a possibility that you'll be needed, you can still violate the Shabbos in order to arrive there.